This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not such a great day for Democratic governors. At least that is pointed out by the Hotline and by Hannah Thacker, who writes about some of the difficulties that Democratic governors and senators and local representatives are having trying to rally the troops behind Joe Biden. There is also a brand new national poll, one of the most respected national polls, that shows amazingly that almost two-thirds of those in the poll, 64%, say Biden is not mentally fit for office. 51% say the same thing about Trump. Okay, if you think that both Donald Trump and Joe Biden are mentally unfit for office, what are you going to do? And doesn't that make this choice of a vice presidential candidate for President Trump more important than ever? There's more problems for one of the people who once upon a time, maybe, before a series of recent scandals, had been considered a possibility for vice president. Representative Lauren Boebert of Colorado, it now turns out that her son has been arrested for a series of fairly serious crimes. And she has moved districts and is trying to run for re-election. She won re-election last time by the smallest margin of anyone in the House. And she is going to have a very tough House race coming up, running against a fellow Republican who also wants this district. It's the district that Ken Buck, the very independent-minded conservative, who had held that part of Colorado for a while. He is independent-minded because he is not necessarily a diehard Trumper. But in any event, Ken Buck is leaving the House, and we will see what happens with his successor. The new Quinnipiac poll, which was completed on February 19th, so it's less than 10 days old, it shows Biden leading Trump in a hypothetical matchup, 49% to 45%, with almost two-thirds of those polled saying Biden is not mentally fit for office. So there obviously are a bunch of people here. If he got 49% of the votes of people who are intending to vote in this election, this is 49% think Joe Biden is not mentally fit. This is a tough situation. And then there is this, that concerning what the some of the difficulties facing Democratic governors. And the most obvious difficulty is Governor Gavin Newsom, who has yet another recall effort against him. Is that going to work? Is that likely to work? It is very unlikely to work. The last recall, remember, in which our friend Larry Elder was a campaign, leading the campaign to replace Governor Newsom, it didn't even really come close. And the basis for this recall at this moment is unclear. It is uncertain, and it is unlikely to go forward. However, the difficulty that is being faced by, for instance, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, who is one of those other Republican governors, along with Governor Newsom, who was talked about as an alternative to President Biden, That's a difficult situation because she is being asked to rally the forces around Joe Biden, and it's not considered that she did particularly well in that effort with the results of the Michigan primary. Here's the story on Gavin Newsom. He faces his fifth recall attempt as a citizen-led group of conservative activists launched a fresh campaign this week to remove him from office. Organizers with a group called Rescue California plan to serve the governor with recall papers, citing concerns such as the state's gigantic budget deficit, public safety, and immigration. The group also spearheaded the unsuccessful 2021 effort to recall Newsom. While the governor has been actively supporting Biden's reelection, this time the group said that they are also trying to thwart Newsom's, quote, potential presidential ambitions. He is term limited. He can't run again for governor of California, and he will continue as a governor until 2026. When someone will be there to replace him. Newsom responded to the news that he is being recalled, an attempt to recall him again, saying, I take it very seriously. It's the same dark forces that went after me last time. And speaking of dark forces, there has also been a confrontation, the beginning of many confrontations, probably, between Hunter Biden and the Republicans in the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee, who are deposing him. He agreed to this deposition behind closed doors. And Representative Jamie Comer, who is the chair of the Oversight Committee, spoke with reporters before the deposition of Hunter Biden. This is clip 7.
The House Oversight and Judiciary Committees will be deposing Hunter Biden. We're deposing Hunter Biden because he's a key witness in our investigation of President Joe Biden. Our committees have unearthed substantial evidence of President Biden and his family's corruption. The Bidens created 20 shell companies, most of which were created when Joe Biden was vice president. And for anyone who doesn't understand what a shell company is, and I'm talking to the Associated Press here, a shell company is a company with no assets or no known purpose. We've determined that the Bidens had 20 shell companies.
No known purpose.
The Bidens and their associates raked in over $30 million from China, Russia, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, Romania, and Democrat donors. 10 members of the Biden family, including Joe Biden, either participated or benefited from the family influence peddling schemes.
Okay, one of the things that has been very difficult for the Republicans, including Jim Jordan, who is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, which is operating jointly with the Oversight Committee in this deposition of Hunter Biden, they have been set back a great deal by the arrest and then the rearrest and the charges against Alexander Smirnoff, who was held to be a key witness. And he has, in fact, indicated, and the charges against him indicate, that he had gotten some of the information that he had peddled to Republicans intent on impeaching Joe Biden. He had gotten that information from Russian intelligence operatives. And again, it's just too depressing to see the possibility of, who knows, with the House majority Republican investigating Hunter Biden. Just can't wait till the majority of Democrats launches committees to investigate Alexander Smirnoff. More on these conflicts coming up.
why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved show, the big issue in Michigan on the Democratic side was nothing about President Trump's various accusations against him, or certainly not the Democrats' defenses of accusations against Joe Biden. The big issue had to do with President Biden's approach to the Gaza war. And what has been a fairly consistent and outspoken support for Israel's struggle to try to eliminate the threat of Hamas and the threat of some other massacre that could echo October 7th. And this came out in the same day as a big new poll that was cited by Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, a poll about how Americans feel about the state of Israel. The new poll, which is from Harvard Caps Harris Polling, it was published this week. It covered 2,300 registered U.S. voters, found overwhelming support for Israel over Hamas in the ongoing war, triggered by the terror group's October 7th murderous rampage. In the poll, people were asked, do you consider the October 7th Hamas invasion of Israel a terror attack? 83% of respondents said, yeah, it was a terror attack. 17% said it was not. Broken down by age group, 94% of respondents over the age 65 said the attack, in which some 1,200 people were killed and 253 were taken hostage, was terrorism, while 74% of those 18 to 24 said the same. What's interesting here, and it's one of those things that I'm sure people are going to be writing graduate dissertations on and examining, because it is such a bizarre situation. Why would it be that so many of the people who are opposed to Israel and are supportive of Hamas and supportive of the Palestinian cause generally, that they are disproportionately young people? What is it about a youthful perspective that leads people to be less aware of the real differences here in this ongoing battle? There were 74% of respondents, of everybody, and again, including young people, said that Hamas's attack on Israel was genocidal. Well, given the fact that nearly all the people they killed were non-combatants, were people at a music festival, or children, or elderly people, and 75% of all respondents said the Hamas assault could not be justified by Palestinian grievances. The answers, though, did vary widely by age group. Of respondents 18 to 24, the youngest age group, new voters, people who are first getting the chance to vote, 54% said the attacks were not justified, compared to 92% of those over 65. Now, part of this may be that people over the age 65 have more memories of past wars where Israel has been ruthlessly attacked, as was the case in the Yom Kippur War of 1973, as was the case really of the 1967 war, where Gamal Abdel Nasser, the president of Egypt, had said, we're going to push the Jews into the sea, and Israel was basically acting to try to defend itself. And this new poll actually became an issue between Biden and Netanyahu. And Netanyahu responded yesterday to criticism leveled by Biden against the conduct of the Israeli government. Biden had said earlier that the conduct by Netanyahu and his government could lead to Israel losing world support. And Netanyahu replied yesterday, today a poll was published in the United States showing that 82% of the American public supports Israel. The Prime Minister's office released Netanyahu's response to the U.S. President's remarks. Since the beginning of the war, said Netanyahu, I have been leading a political campaign aimed at counteracting pressures intended to end the war prematurely, and on the other hand, to gain support for Israel. He said, we have had significant successes in this area, as today in the United States, the Harvard Caps Harris poll was published showing that 82% of the American public supports Israel. In other words, 4 out of 5 citizens in the United States support Israel and not Hamas. That gives us additional strength to continue the campaign until absolute victory. And absolute victory doesn't mean a killing everyone who is involved with Hamas. What it does mean is making sure that Hamas has no vestige left of a power over the unfortunate residents of Gaza. And again, and this is one of those things that Biden, when it comes to a very serious issue like this, especially with his vote going on in Michigan, and where 13% of Michigan voters, which was frankly less than a lot of people had expected, but only 13% of Michigan voters voted against Biden. He got over 80% of the vote. What Biden said on Late Night with Seth Meyers, he said Ramadan is coming up, and there's been an agreement by the Israelis that they would not engage in activities during Ramadan to give us time to get all the hostages out. That's what Biden said. Netanyahu does not agree with that. Biden made his remarks, said Israel had committed to making it possible for Palestinians to evacuate from Rafah in Gaza south before intensifying its campaign there to destroy Hamas. And when he said he hoped such a deal could be finalized, Biden said, my national security advisor tells me they're close. They're not done yet. My hope is by next Monday we have a ceasefire. And Netanyahu said, we don't agree with the term ceasefire or Monday. We shall see. More on the ongoing testimony from Hunter Biden coming up.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday that he will step down from his GOP leadership position in November, citing the need for the next generation of leadership.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell stated he will remain in his role until the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden has informed House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. The Super Tuesday primaries on March 5th could affect effectively pave the way for a Biden-Trump rematch in November. Former President Trump currently holds a delegate lead of 122-24 over Nikki Haley. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On the Michael Medved show, there is a new statement on X, and it is a statement. Is it on X or is that Truth Social, Jeremy? I'm not sure. It is X. Okay. It is, then it certainly would qualify as our a tweet from Representative Lauren Boebert, who we have just mentioned, who simply has, together with, of course, the flattering picture of herself, the Biden crime family will go down as the most corrupt political family in American history. What's remarkable about this is that Biden was elected to the U.S. Senate in 1972. And the level of charges, of censures, of embarrassments, of investigations against him since 1972, which is 20 years. That's a very long time. We're talking about 28 years in the 20th century and another 24 now. So we're talking about 52 years, right? And it's just amazing. But not when you listen to Representative Comer, Jamie Comer, who spoke with reporters today before deposing Hunter Biden, the president's son. This is clip 7.
What was the Biden family business? That's been a big question of this whole investigation. What was the business? Biden family associates testified that Joe Biden was the brand. President Biden has repeatedly lied to the American people that he never interacted with his son's associates. But when Joe Biden was vice president, he spoke to his son's associates by speakerphone over 20 times. He dined with foreign oligarchs and a Burisma executive and had coffee with his son's Chinese associate, all while he was vice president. And since you all care so much about Russia, we know that Vice President Biden spoke on the phone with Russian oligarch Yelena Vaterina and died with her as she was funneling millions of dollars to his son. One associate said this phone call was orchestrated by Hunter Biden, and Vice President Biden told her to, quote, be good to my boy. President Biden also lied to the American people that his family never made money from China.
Okay, this, of course, is the basic issue now. And the issue now is not, was Hunter Biden a sleazy guy? He certainly was a sleazy guy and a self-destructive guy and somebody who has a great deal of vulnerability. But the question is, to what extent was his father involved? And particularly, was he involved during the time that he was vice president? This is the core question. And Representative Daniel Goldman had this to say after the first hour of the deposition. Listen, clip 8.
Of this much anticipated testimony was the nail in the coffin to what is a complete bogus and sham impeachment inquiry. Not only were they unable to show any connection between Hunter Biden's business and President Biden, but Hunter Biden gave very detailed and clear explanations as to what his arm's-length business transactions were with private parties in foreign countries who are investors and business people, like many people would have. He went through a laundry list of board seats and jobs that he has had over his 30-year career after he left Yale Law School, and he withstood some inappropriate attacks even in the first hour. So it is not simply there's no connection to the president, which we've known all along and which was made clear again, but there is a very understandable, coherent business explanation for every single thing that they asked for.
And that Daniel Goldman, of course, is a Democrat who is defending President Biden. Another Democrat commenting on the closed-door questioning of Hunter Biden, the one and only Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She had this to say about the ongoing impeachment inquiry of the President of the United States.
What we just witnessed over the last hour was, I think, a deep-sea fishing expedition, because the Republican case has completely fallen apart over the last several weeks. After it's been exposed that the critical, you know, one of their most key pieces of information was based on a source that was in communication with Russian intelligence, they are now trying to scramble to find anything to substantiate their fairy tale, is what we should call this. But I think more disturbingly, what we are seeing is just a complete and inappropriate expedition into the president's son, and for matters and subjects that are completely unrelated to an impeachment investigation.
Okay, and Nancy Mace hit back with the opposite point of view. What is interesting about this entire dispute is how totally partisan it is, and where there can be no agreement. For instance, the one thing I would hope that Nancy Mace and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez could agree on would be, hey, we've got just 3 days. There's a government shutdown looming. There is a real crisis in Ukraine where they need some more ammunition. But this is Nancy Mace, the Republican congresswoman from South Carolina.
We said we weren't going to do this, but since the left came to the microphone in the middle of the deposition, then I'm going to do the same thing this morning. The two things I'm going to say this morning so far in the first hour is that Hunter Biden is being defiant and also dishonest. And his testimony, some of it, is in direct conflict with other witnesses. And so the transcripts will be out. I won't go into detail. You'll be able to see it for yourself. But it's no surprise, it's no shock that he is being that way. And in some cases, he doesn't recall. He said that multiple times this morning, which again is not a shocker either. But defiant and dishonest would be the way that I would describe his testimony so far in the first hour.
Is he pleading the fifth?
No, he's not done that yet, but I would tell you that his testimony is in direct conflict with other witnesses that so far the Oversight Committee has interviewed.
Okay, the idea that this is going to yield evidence that is going to lead to the impeachment of Joe Biden and his removal from office, it's one of those things, and I think you can even see this from President Trump's experience. When you impeach a president, and this is something that I warned about when Democrats were trying to impeach President Trump, when you impeach a president, it's like that old line that said, if you're going to strike against a king, you have to kill him. Because if you injure him, you're in trouble. And the truth of the matter is there was no chance to get the two-thirds vote in the Senate to remove Trump from office with either of his impeachments. There is 0000 chance of getting two-thirds of the Senate under the current makeup of the Senate to vote to impeach President Biden. They might have a better chance if they want to go after Biden, try the 25th Amendment, but that's also completely unthinkable because you won't get a majority of the Congress and you have to get a majority of the president's cabinet. And this negativity doesn't help at a time of national crisis. So what about the crisis on the border? Some comments on that coming up. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
There's sad news today. Richard Lewis, who has been for many years one of America's most beloved and even revered stand-up comedians. He also played a fictionalized version of himself on HBO's Curb Your Enthusiasm, which has been for, 13 years now, one of the very finest and funniest shows in the world. Richard Lewis just died at age 76, and it's tough to think of his career and his gifts as a comedian without smiling. And I'm sure that is the kind of memorial that Mr. Lewis would appreciate most. There is also a piece that is extremely hard-hitting, and it has the kind of title that just grabs your attention. And the title is, Please Boycott My Country. Now, who is writing that? It's a piece in the Wall Street Journal written by Torkel Brekke, who is an academic and a very prominent academic in Norway. So why does he want Norway boycotted? Mr. Brekke is a professor of religion and society at the MF School of Theology, Religion and Society in Norway. And he writes, I have spent years researching religious discrimination against Jews and Muslims globally, and I am deeply troubled to find a modern strain of anti-Semitism spreading in my own country of Norway. Though cloaked under another name, anti-Zionism, its roots are traceable to a well-documented Soviet apparatus of anti-Israel and anti-Western propaganda. This poisonous ideology is a threat to Jews everywhere. Recent decisions by Norwegian universities to cut institutional ties with Israel are clear indications of anti-Zionist sentiment here. Oslo Metropolitan University on February 14th, Valentine's Day, happy Valentine's Day, condemned Israel's attack on Gaza put on hold an exchange program with the University of Haifa and announced it wouldn't enter into new agreements with Israeli universities. What's so shocking about that is Haifa is the best and most integrated city in Israel. It's about one-third Arab-Israelis and about two-thirds Jewish-Israelis. Haifa, the University of Haifa, is also has a very significant Arab student body and faculty. But in any event, the University of Southeastern Norway criticized Israel's actions in Gaza and terminated cooperation agreements with two Israeli universities on February 19th, but insists absurdly that this doesn't amount to an academic boycott. Other schools debate whether to follow suit. And Torkel Breke writes, while the most recent boycott decisions have arisen in the context of the devastating war against Hamas in Gaza, this isn't the root cause. Some university faculty in Norway have been pushing for boycotts of Israel for decades. Meanwhile, Norway's research and innovation sector has rushed to deepen our cooperation with China. He then writes that universities in the U.S. should consider setting up counter-boycotts against foreign universities that attempt to isolate Israel. Norway would be a great place to start. This could mean terminating strategic partnerships for research and student exchange. When Norwegian university faculty and boards call for boycotts of Israel, their virtue signaling typically comes without a cost. But a counter-boycott might change the calculus because losing U.S. partners would hurt most institutions. More broadly, a counter-boycott could prompt Norwegian students and scholars to think critically about how they have allowed the progressive post-Holocaust strain of anti-Semitism to fester under a different name. And anyone, particularly an academic, who is taking a courageous stand against festering, that does seem to be an important development, and certainly a worthwhile development. There continues to be a feedback on the vote in Michigan, and the fact that President Biden actually, considering the heavy Arab American population in Michigan, he did remarkably well. He won 81% of the vote. But part of what happened is finishing third, Biden won with 81%. Then there was a 13% vote for the uncommitted slate, which was supposed to be a pro-Palestine protest against Biden and against his support for Israel. But there was also the third place finisher was Marianne Williamson, who had already suspended her campaign. But now she's unsuspending her campaign. Why? Here's what she had to say. This is clip 12.
I have an important announcement to make. As of today, I am unsuspending my campaign for the presidency of the United States. I suspended it because I was losing the horse race. But something so much more important than the horse race is at stake here, that we must respond. Right now we have a fascist standing at the door. Everybody's all upset about it. Well, we should be upset about it. But we're not going to defeat the fascist by what? What is President Biden offering? He says, let's finish the job. Well, I hope you realize we're talking about millions of voters for whom they can't even survive unless they work at two or three jobs.
Okay, so she is back in the horse race, is she? I am not sure she is going to be a major factor. as she wasn't in Michigan. This is the way that one Michigander explained why she's supporting Biden. This is clip six.
Donald Trump is, what, 3 years younger than him? We're not talking about a big difference here. And again, I think Joe will surround himself with good, smart, capable people that will guide him if he's on the wrong path. But he is a good human being. I couldn't say that about Donald Trump.
Certainly are different levels of indictment and criminal-based charges and issues. Meanwhile, there is more feedback concerning the presence of Nazis at CPAC. There is a big new poll that shows a majority of Americans, or a plurality of Americans, to be more accurate, from 48%, strongly or somewhat support a 16-week abortion ban. So how many people oppose that ban, and will the Republicans end up uniting behind that position? There is also something going on after the show today that I want to give you some notification of. As a number of people have written in, and I know you greatly enjoy the webinar in which my wife participates. It has to do with the joy of marriage. And my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, best-selling author, clinical psychologist, is part of a panel talking coming up, particularly about issues of what is the essence of creating a marital relationship that will transcend, go beyond that first flush of romance associated with Valentine's Day. This you can go and listen to. It starts at 4 o'clock Pacific time this afternoon, right after the show. And go to barryshore.com/marriage. It's well worth participating in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040. And feel young again.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.